Okay.
Well, he's got smaller ones, which he hopes isn't going to do that. Apparently he had a bigger dog, and he had to carry around a ton of food for him. How it goes today. Well, it's an exciting adventure. I'll be home at lunch and we'll do the interview call. About 3-ish, I think, is when they were going to do it. What are you talking about?
I said that was walking and the cat was following him with the flashlight.
What?
Yeah, right there.
Oh, I wasn't even paying attention. Okay. Interesting. Is that one of those helicopter parents?
I don't know. I mean, if she just made him walk and something happened to him, then, you know, she could get
too antagonistic toward that Polynesian sister. Because I'm sorry, but I don't think too much of social work. So this entire society has to totally be. Yeah, thinking, you know, second guessing every single thing that they've done or ever even thought. And you go, They can't be a successful person under those circumstances. So that's why I think you guys are hilarious. So I understand there's a ton of broken people. And I said, you know what? He says, there's always going to be broken people. It doesn't matter if you guys are there or not. He says, rarely do you guys fix it. All you do is catalog it. And we've created this whole new system of ruining people's lives based on you, based on your role. I'm sorry, it's not you. You know, you went to school to learn how to do this stuff. So I hope you don't think too hard about the social ramifications of what you do, because frankly, I think they're pretty hideous. But, yeah, I'm sure you get a lot of interesting insights, and you can certainly tell some pretty gruesome stories. I know you guys think all these guys should be locked up and all this stuff, and you go, well, I'll ask you one more time. I says, once you lock these people up, how has the situation improved, really? Well, they're with other families, and you're going at extremely high public expense that we can't afford. This is, yeah. I said, I think most of the research is actually out on this, although it's so unpalatable to decent society that it will never be done, and it will never be looked at if it is done, because nobody wants to think that there's, that it might actually be in everybody's best interest just to keep the dang fingers out of it. Child welfare is a weird animal. This is, and mostly this is, and if you are like this, yes, it is an indictment of you. A bunch of virtue signaling maniacs. Look how wonderful I am because I care about these kids. And you go, that's great, but you sure cost a lot. And at the end of the day, how much better off is this kid's life, really?
I think
preachers can scold recalcitrant parents and get them to behave better at a much lower cost than a bunch of secular social workers rifling through people's closets and bringing police officers into people's homes. So yeah, that's great. Well, they're all strung out on drugs, and you go, yeah, and well, that's not a good environment for a child. And they go, you know what? This world isn't a good environment for a child in your view. Why do you think we have so many helicopter parents now? Because they're scared to death they're going to get into trouble by you. Yeah.
And maybe the kid didn't want to go to school when they get in the car.
Yeah. Says, you know what? Says, you might be absolutely right. I said, you know, says, social workers have the most jaundiced view of almost everything. Except themselves. Yeah. You know. Parents are a mistake. There you go.
Yeah,
how else would kids get in the world? Like, well, I wouldn't bring a kid into this world. I'll be going, huh?
Yo, thank goodness most people aren't you. This is, trust me, this drug out, strung out, pathetic version of a parent probably scores higher in God's estimation than you do. Because even if they're not even conscious of it, they're actually doing what God wants them to do, and you're not. So how about that for poking a hole in your wonderful theories? It says, which is better, a child that has to struggle through a lot of rough circumstances, grows into adulthood anyway, maybe even makes something of themselves, does whatever they need to do, or the one that never happens at all? Which one's better? You can say all day long how horrible it is that they didn't have a beautiful, pristine, middle class, you know, childhood that all the statistics show is so wonderful. And you go, but I'd rather have that than to have absolutely nothing. No child, no family, no nothing. So sorry. You know, I'm not going to sit there and push that into your face particularly. But yeah, they'll go, oh, on Facebook, Nimrod's so rude. He doesn't have much nice to say about people who don't have children. You know, number one, I don't think I've ever specifically said that exactly. It can be implied for sure. And you wouldn't be wrong. So I don't think you're wrong. And you go, you guys think every single birth is a thoughtless, drug-addled birth. Sorry if I would have children. As if they were so strung out on drugs or they were so wasted on alcohol that they weren't thinking responsibly. That's the only reason why you have children. It's like, I can see where you're coming from. But better than just killing, but maybe, I don't know. Is it essentially the same thing? To prevent life from happening? I don't know. Says, I don't want to become a zealot about it. I do know what's probably better. And you go, all the people that you look down your nose at and put them under constant threat that something horrible is going to happen to them. Well, sure. That's right. Once you've been introduced to the system, you never really leave it. Part of that wonderful permanent record they tell, huh? Yeah. That's a really opportunistic situation in the first place, you know. It's like we were watching that video where these people said, oh, your friend, you know, we're just doing a courtesy security check of your home. And then they find something, and she goes, well, maybe somebody who was here left that there. And they lock her up and take her away, right? And you're going, you go, is it really the police's fault? No, they're doing their job. Is it despicable? Yes. It's like this lady. She's a social worker. Is she an evil person? No. Is she doing her job? Yes. And you go, but it's a horrible job. Please don't do it. But it's the position she's paid for. She has to do it. Other than that, just don't take the job. You go, that's the first thing I'd tell you, is don't take the job. Yeah. I understand. And the funny thing is usually the social workers are pulled from, yeah, I was a foster kid too. And you go, so why'd you go into social work? So I could make conditions better or something. Yeah, I guess. A lot of them get pulled from those circumstances. Or they say, yeah, I had a really bad childhood, and I want to help other kids not to have that. And you go, well, yeah, it sounds laudable, but, yeah, it sounds more like virtue signaling than anything else. Aren't you a wonderful person? And you go, no, I don't think much of it at all. You think kids should be stuck in the homes with drugged out parents? And you go, it's not optimal. But you know what?
If you ask him,
the whole world is around.
If you want to benefit.
Well, I don't know about that anymore. They've almost got the kids brainwashed to want to turn in their parents at any given moment. So it's hard to say what the kids would say now. But you often say what you think you're supposed to say, and then you kind of look and you go, well, this is life. What do you do? And you go,
you know what?
Is this the price of a free society?
You're who I think. You better get the time back.
Why don't you guys do it later? Get me put on the sexual predator list or something. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not cool. It's not cold.
I know. I shouldn't have done it, but I don't care.
Oh. Right. Anyway. Oh, no. He says, you know what? More power to you. Stay away from me.
Oh.
Stay away from me.
I got some dick left right now.
What? Oh. Hey. Oh. Never gonna win. It's modern. They don't look like workers.
What?
Maybe just look like day labor to me.
Day labor? Aren't
they picked up? Yes, day labor. People you pick up at the Lowe's parking lot.
Okay.
Got something to do today. Give it back the truck. I need four. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's it. Bye. Numbskull work. You know, shuffling this around, moving this pile of garbage somewhere over here. No, shoveling skill. No, this is just stuff you can't mechanize.
Unloading the truck.
Perhaps. Because a truck driver can't do it. He's a truck driver. Oh, I want to go around that. What?
Do you need two
lights to pick up? Sure. Oh. Oh, pardon me, I'm sorry. about time it gets done, we'll be gone. Go figure. That's life. I'll go down this way. What?
It's 12 feet.
Well, we'll go part way this way.
Okay.
If we have to, we'll cut up. Oh. Thank you. Yeah? Okay. Let's do it. Let's do it, do it, do it, gorgeous. I haven't seen the guys yet. Actually, I haven't really been looking. Oh. Not made for anybody the least bit tall. Alright. Gorgeous, yet wonderful. I'll see you at lunch, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh. I guess. See ya. Oh, thank you. Come on. He's alive, but he's shaking his head. The 5 billion emails. I can only imagine. Well, that sounds good. 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 And they all said, and who was it? Oh, it was Lucian being snotty about it. Didn't you guys test this before you put it out? Like, yeah. But I'm sure nobody had time to actually play with it at all. It's just interesting this time. Caused some weird workflow problems, but hopefully what they came up with was a solution, which was really quite simple. Might have fixed the job. Oh, geez. Anyway. My bit of a vacation? It's okay. Oh, my vacation so badly. It's usually why I don't even bother taking one, because it's usually just, oh, God. I wish I was dead, more like than not. I'm glad to get back, typically. The beds are no good, you know. The food's interesting. Yeah. I did. Although I was really paranoid about it, leaving it in the state it was in. Yeah. I mean, the IMB stuff is okay. Workflow was totally hot. But I think Alicia came up with something, but the question was, were they able to get it put into place or not? I think they probably couldn't. Sure. It was at least halfway documented. And it wasn't like Tomcat, so it wasn't something totally off the rails. It was web logic. No. I only poked in a couple of times. Enough to say, oh, well, Illusion's at least got them a solution. I hope it worked. I think that was really the only last bit that was really being a snot. Anyway, well, but you're feeling better. Yeah. Intending to come in. Yeah. There's like, nobody wants to be near this. Oh, yeah. So, it's good. Good, good, good. No, you weren't going to do anything, so. Yeah. That's a good move. Hopefully you're caught up on sleep. Whatever else happens. Whoa. Awesome. What do they want again? They're still trying to sell us on the new thing. They go, you sold us enough to tell us how much it's going to cost. And we'll decide whether we really want to do it or not. Yeah, Wednesday was a crazy day. That was a 15-hour day. Yeah. Yeah. The whole pulling things together for no sleep. And,
But it's apparently done. It works. It just only works under certain circumstances. Only for a handful of things. If they use no sleep for other things outside of those, they don't like that. Like, they still want to keep using... which one is that? PSRC bill, which apparently was replaced a long time ago by other things. But it's still there, and they still use it. Everybody, the guys here use it. They use it. It's their predominant thing to use. Last time it was deprecated at 8.4. So it hasn't seen... I don't think it's been touched since 8.4, which is a heck of a long time ago. They all know about the new ones that Elution now says should be the preferred ones that do work under sleep wake. The only problem is you have to make your choice. If you're going to stay on the old one, you can't turn on no sleep for those new ones. They're tied together somehow. So it's like, okay, so we turned them off the wrong way. And you're on sleep wake on that, I guess. Which I haven't looked at either. You know what? I'm
shaming. Stirred up. They were all pretty mad, though. Rudy was.